Oh, again, Josh Turner. Hey, welcome to the Boomerang Radio Show. Hey, guys, we come to you each and every Sunday at this time. That's 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I see Mad Mike, he's in house. Dr. Sims is here. Okay. Not sure if Brother Tisdale will be with us. Brother Dimmer, he's normally on early as well. So anyway, I'm welcome, and I'm happy to have the panelists that I have. Dr. Sims, how are you, dear? Okay, turn your mic on. Okay. I hear something going on, but I don't hear your voice. Okay. I know you'll get that taken care of. Mad Mike, how are you, sir?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, no. Let me explain here real quick. I haven't had any power since 7 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
So I'm working off batteries here, and it doesn't seem like it wants to let my camera work.
Okay. Hey, don't worry. Okay. I can see the logo in the background.
I don't know why it's not, connect. Okay. Oh, you know what? I know why. Give me a second. I'll fix this. Go ahead.
Hey, no problem at all. I just want to say, hey, welcome everyone again. StudioWBuzz.com. Check us out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In our opinion, the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. There you are, Mike. Just adjust your camera. It's cutting off the top of your head. Okay, that's better right there. No problem.
You don't want to see the top of my head anyway.
So. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Okay. See, we got all of that fixed just in a, it's okay.
I got my lantern here for a little light.
My computer is going out. Even the color is bad. So
no, but I can see your picture clear.
I know you look good. Can. I know, but on okay. my end, it's bad. I don't, you know, I'm okay. busy. So
okay. All right. Anyway. If there's a problem, I will let you know. There's no issue there. Okay.
Okay. I see. It,
okay. William. So anyway, where was I? I was just telling the audience how they can connect with us and check us out because we have a myriad or a host of programs that you can tune in every day of the week, Monday through Sunday. You can check us out. Let's see. Let's start with Sundays. We have gospel music. If you love gospel music, you can check us out on, Gospel Time or the Gospel Explosion. And it starts at 7, a little early on in the West Coast there, Mike and Dr. Sims. It starts at 7 a.m., okay? And then it goes all the way up until noon your time. And then we have a live sermon coming from the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church out of San Bernardino, California, with Dr. Michael Andrew Owens. And if you want to hear a good sermon, tune in then. Hey, check that out. And then we have this show, which I have so many favorite shows here, but this one happens to be one of my favorites because we love music. Most of our shows incorporate music except for this one, Dr. Sims, Ann's show, and the teenage show we have. Other than that, we have some variation of music programs. And they're all different, Mike. Before I go any further, I send a prayer out to our sister Ann Wooten Taylor. She's recovering right now. She had a medical procedure this week. So I talked to her. And so no, Dr. Sims, I did not horn her or hammer her or encourage that she comes on. I just told our dear sister her health was more important. Okay.
Well, why are you bringing that to my attention? I called her and talked to her, okay? Your guilt conscience talking to you? Because you have done it in the past. I'm just saying.
Mike.
You need to stop starting stuff. You need to stop doing
No, if I'm starting stuff, I'm doing my job. I am doing my job. And see, Mike, he's always saying, I don't know about Mike and Dr. Dimery. They never have my back.
These are wise men. Let me stop you right now. They know when you're digging a hole for yourself, okay? And they are not trying to have you have company in there. So now what? Moving right along.
No. I don't know. I need to talk to them off air because It doesn't make any.
You can talk to me on air, off air. It's not going to make any difference, William.
Yeah. Okay, but you don't back me on air.
But that's being a hypocrite if you try to back you on air and he don't believe what you're doing.
No.
Look,
Mike and I talk off air also, okay? So I already know.
Oh, Mike, So you be talking about me too off air? Oh, I got your number. Now, William said it.
Nope.
No. Remember, he said something about your red hair one time. Remember that?
Why you got to go back in history and talk about that? And you know I don't care about that, okay? He the one got the issue with red hair.
I thought it was lovely. Mike is the one that said something about it.
I was referring to Mike.
Okay, well, good.
It's not necessarily the color of the hair. It's the attitude that goes with redheads.
Who cares what you think about
attitude? I'm consistent.
Wait a minute. I got it with blonde hair, black hair. I change not. Now what? Moving right along.
I'm consistent at least.
Uh-huh. You know, and like your sign said, I was left unsupervised.
Boy.
That's right.
You know, I tell you what. Oh, since we're having fun here, because I had a whole, oh my God, I forgot a whole host of issues that I wanted to talk about.
Yes, you
today.
Do. Oh, you mean to talk about
he left that wide open, didn't he? I got a host of
issues. And I closed that door real quick.
No, you didn't.
Not fast enough.
You know, these little smarties. Oh,
not
my.
Fast enough.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You know what? I tell you what. This is going to be, I'm going to let my esteemed co-host pick what we're going to do today. Oh, boy. I really want to do this one, though. And we might switch it up because I wasn't sure. I'm not sure whether Danny will be on or Dr. Demery. And Dr. Sims, when you came in, before that, obviously, it was just me and Mike. And so one time when it was just me and Mike, we decided we were just going to throw all the other topics out of the window, and we started focusing on the power of music and the influence that music has. You know,
we had Dr. Demery with us too that day.
Oh yes, that was a really great show. And we played a whole host of music, and that last song that I played, Mike, Joe Turner, Your Man. Yeah, that's a popular, very popular song. We did
yes,
that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's a good karaoke song, too, because the guys like to get up there and with their low voices. Yeah.
Like William.
Try to pretend like
look Barry White.
Well, see, I don't have to pretend.
You're not as deep as Barry now. Don't get started.
Well, you know, you already know Dr. Demery. I mean, Dr. Sims. Dr. Sims, you already know. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So, don't play. And Mike, you know, too. Okay. I just happen to be... Well, my range is, I can go up to first tenor if I want to, but it's generally between, you know, baritone and second tenor. So, and my natural speaking voice, you know, is what it is.
You try to go real deep though with it, you know, you be putting on.
No, I don't put on. It's just sometimes it depends on the music and my voice just drops.
William,
no, it
William.
Does.
When I'm talking.
Okay.
You know
that guy. That is not
really?
True. No, okay. This is what I believe. I believe that your voice fluctuates depends on your mood. So if you're excited about now, I can prove this right now. And I tell you what, you're a good researcher. Go and research it real quick, Dr. Sims. Okay. If you're excited about something, your voice goes up.
Yes, it does.
If you're depressed about something, your voice will lower.
Get to the monotone
mood. Absolutely.
Very, yeah.
Okay. If you're in a party mood, your voice changes.
Hey.
And if you're in a, let's say, okay, without getting in any trouble, if you're in a romantic mood, your voice will change. Let's put it that way.
That's a natural given.
There's certain physiological changes that do occur depending on your mood, but it's more than just your voice. Because one of the things that, or a couple of things that you look for when you're in I go back to law enforcement because that's my wheelhouse, is when somebody I got to change the language here. When somebody is a little overexcited and getting aggressive, there, I did that pretty well, I think. When they're getting aggressive, a couple of things occur. Their pupils will dilate. Their voice will go up, their jaw will clench, and their knuckles will whiten. So you look for these physiological changes that occur because you know somebody's about to maybe go off on you. So those
are when they're about to lie. So when they're about to lie, their eyes shift real quick. It's like it's automatic. It shifts over.
I've heard that. I've seen it many times.
Many times.
That is absolutely incredible. And Mike and I don't know, I'm sure you've heard this show before, Dr. Sims, where that show that Mike and I did, and we were talking about, and we went into detail about this, the physiological effect that music has on an individual.
I was at one of them. You had that before. Right. And I was a part of that show with sound and how the music, when it changes the atmosphere of the human body, even the whole atmosphere.
Yeah, and
you, it can cause damage to the human body.
Absolutely.
Certain sound waves can hurt you.
Let's talk about that a little bit. But I want to pick out this, and Mike, I know you know this for certain. They, in California, I don't know would they allow this anymore, those marsh pits? You know, what marsh pits where you have sometimes up to a couple of thousand young people out there, and they're playing this crazy music, right? And they're going crazy, and there may be some drugs going. Yeah, well, it's been proven there have been some drugs going on, a whole lot of drinking, and it gets to be dangerous. Some people have died behind that. Okay,
I think it's up to music.
In California, I think it's up to the venue or to whoever the promoter is whether they're allowed mosh pits or not. And the Glen Helen has their amphitheater up here, and they can't put thousands in the mosh pits, but certainly have hundreds there when I used to work the concerts. But I don't think they're illegal to have a mosh pit. I think it's up to whoever the promoter is and the style of music. Like you say, when they get that real head-banging music going, the mosh pits kind of naturally occur whether you want them to or not.
Right. Well, yeah, but this is the thing about it is you take – a group, so let's say you have a couple of hundred people together, packed together, and something goes off because people have, and something happens, or whether it's a fight or whether it is, and there's a stampede or something, and people have been crushed, or, I mean, just crazy, crazy stuff, you know? And that style of music, sometimes music, that type of music, would trigger something in the brain and people just go into a frenzy.
Instigates, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they've had these concerts that they've been having, especially when the top of the charts rappers and things like that. And if they are entertaining any kind of demonic activity, you know, and I'm just going to simplify it.
No, go on,
any kind
please.
Of demonic activity, they can say things that people have to listen to the words as well that people are saying that's going with this type of music. And also the lyrics, the sound of each instrument. My dad once told me, he said, listen to the sound. And that's why I like jazz, because I get into the sounds. Okay. And that's, I correlate that together. And then of course it shifts moods. But what I'm alluding to is when you have these large concerts, with these rappers who know what they're doing.
Yes.
Okay. For mind manipulation.
It's like a mass hysteria.
Yes, exactly. And people are there. And one young girl said, I had to leave the concert because I was feeling like I was being overtaken and hypnotized to the point where when the artist says, do this, light up this, and they just,
and they do
they
it.
Just automatic. And as harmful as it was, And especially when you have a large crowd, they didn't care. They were so out of their minds to me. Okay. Just like, and we know they named them punk rockers, right? And they get into psychedelic stuff. Man, you feel like you in the ozone somewhere. And of course you have a little help. I'm not saying, but anyway, you know what I mean? Substances, a little help. And the substances to me just opens one's mind in that atmosphere to control it.
Absolutely. You know, as a matter of fact, it is, you're right on point, because I might pull up something a little bit later, because they talk about this deep, dark world of some of this music that's out here. And Dr. And then I'm going to go to Mike. And Dr. Sims, you're exactly right. It's not only the lyrics, but it's the sound. Mm-hmm. It is the sound. It has a certain hypnotic type of sound to it, you know. And the danger is our children listen to the music and they like it, but they don't know what they're taking in their minds. Mm-hmm. And it has been said that some of this music is designed to program you into a darker, evil place.
It's almost like a drug.
It is.
It puts you in a hypnotic state. That's what you.
It does. What I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to play some music, and we're going to come back and talk about it, and I'm going to try to play different styles or types of music, and we're going to come back. And we're going to talk about that and the cause and effect of what's happening here. Folks,
before you do that, can I make a suggestion here based on what we're talking about here?
Go on.
We're talking about the hysteria of that music can create, but since we've got Dr. Sims kind of on our own here today, why can we talk, maybe think about this, you know, when you get done playing the music, maybe going into mass hysteria, but not just related to music. Let's relate it to
religion.
Religion, politics, why people are so diametrically opposed. Like we look at politics right now, it's like everyone's either on one side or the other, and they hate the other side just because of their stance, and they're unwilling to talk to each other and resolve problems. Mm-hmm. You know, how is it that people are so mind controlled? I guess is what I'm getting at. How can they be? And I don't know if Dr. Sims is comfortable with going into that, but I'd like to broach that. I'd like to learn a little bit more. I'd like to pick her brain because that's her wheelhouse, right?
Are you kidding? Is she comfortable doing it? Oh, she's chomping at the bits. This is another one. I think I stole this from Mike. I'm almost certain I did.
You steal a lot from me.
I sure do. Guilty. Oh, that piano and the guitar. Come on, man.
Two women sitting at a bar.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, this is one that I sent you.
Blind man playing on his guitar.
That's good stuff.
Barcelona red is sounding blue. Everything's the same, but I don't have you. When you push love aside, you get the colors of the night. Colors of the night are just one hue. I may not play some time. Love's got its own reason and rhyme. They say you in love with love to love is through with you. Living in a world of just one you. Everything is Picasso blue. Living in a world without you. Everything is Picasso. I go to the same places, I see the same faces. Everything's the same, but I don't have you. Love's got its own reasons, love's got its own seasons. I'm in a space and time until this pain is through. And I'm living world of just one hue. Everything is Picasso blue. Living in a world without you. Everything is Picasso. Come on, you talk to me. Chisholm, give it up. When you push love aside, you get the colors of the night. And the colors of the night are just one hue. I'm in that place and time. Love's got its reasons and its rhymes. They say you will love, will love, to love is through with you. And I'm living in a world of just one hue. Everything is Picasso. Living in the world without you. Everything is Picasso. I say everything is Picasso. Everything is Picasso blue. Ain't a thing I can do until this time is through. But wait and wait for you. Wait, wait for you. Everything is Picasso.
Mighty Moe Rogers. His real name is Maurice Rogers, born in Indiana where his father owned a nightclub and that featured blues performers. Hey, we're back here on the Buzz, the Boomerang Radio Show, coming to you each and every Sunday. And I decided at the last minute, Dr. Sims and Mike, that because I had a whole bunch of topics that we were going to talk about, and they were all depressing. And I figured they were all depressing. And so I decided.
Why do you think they were so depressing?
Because we were talking about child sex trafficking. We were talking about this preacher that scammed his church and blamed God. Mike, I hope his camera is working. But anyway, I hope you can hear us, Mike. I really hope you can hear us. His mic is muted. But check this out, Dr. Sims. Wow. I would hate to switch over right now and kind of go back and forth. I'm kind of enjoying this a little bit. Perhaps we will bring that up later in the broadcast, right? Because I'm enjoying this. But get this. This preacher scammed his congregation out of over $3 million. Okay. Yeah. He didn't have a church. He was an online preacher. And he told them that God told him for them to invest in cryptocurrency.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. And it's not funny. It's really not funny. And because people are so vulnerable these days, okay? And everything is connected. Preaching, for instance. How does a preacher, before the preacher preaches, especially in your Baptist churches, you know, and the like, and your some other churches, you have music playing before the preacher gets up. Why is that?
Change the atmosphere.
You want to
excite people, to get them, yeah, to shift the atmosphere, get them worked up.
You're exactly right. 1,000%. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
And we have preachers that have, and now politicians too, Mike, I go along with you too. Look, we need to wipe out the whole shaboodle and get now, but then you're going to have to have a system.
William's language gets gooder and gooder.
Well, you know,
he's trying to copy me.
I'm going to tell you what, caboodles. That's not a real word either. But I had, that was better than what I used to do about 8-9 years ago when I used to cuss on air. And I said, I can't do that.
Oh, Lord.
I had to, hey, Dr. Sims, all of us can change, okay?
Well, you know, I'm finding it difficult for you though, because you don't want to change. You've already stressed that, so I'm just not going to bother.
Yeah, it has to be a willing.
No. No. I just told you I ain't taking no Accurate pills because I'm
no,
not going.
No, you said I don't. In fact, it's on the video. See, we got this. And I have a good memory.
Your memory's not that good. I never said.
I don't want to act right.
That's exactly right. That's what I said.
Yes, of course, that's what you said.
But I do allow changes, in the midst of all.
You
gotta
act right first for change. You gotta twist it.
It depends on who you act. I mean, what you decide? How am I acting wrong?
William, we don't want to open that can of worms.
This is only a 2-hour program.
Yeah, it really is. I don't have time.
Look,
that you were addressing was about the cyber pastors, and there's many of them. One of the things that I teach, William, to watch out for those charlatans. And my thing is this too. People are not ignorant to what's going on, but they are wanting to belong to something and to feel better about something. And what he's used is the mojo tripping up the minds of those who are ignorant. I'm going to say it and stand on it. because if you are allowing somebody that you've never seen to come on social media and take you out of all this money and not do the research of what cryptocurrency is, then you know what? You have fallen into that trap. And guess what? As cold as it sounds, you deserve what you receive, because you will not take the step back. And a lot of these people are not as ignorant, but because they want to do a quick fix, we have them on Facebook scamming in people's accounts. I'm one of them that they did. Okay.
Right.
And scamming and then sending notifications saying that Dr. Sims received $10,000 within five minutes of cryptocurrency. I said, I would love to see where that $10,000 is.
That's right. And using your name to do it?
Yes. Yes, sir. And they sent out notices to all of my friends list. And I had close to 5,000 friends. And then I had a world continent ministry. They went after them as well. And so what it does, it makes me look bad, okay,
of course,
as the account holder, because they're thinking it's me,
right?
And so these pastors and you got these wizards too who calls themselves prophets and prophetess. If people would look at the signs, William, how you gonna have a wizard hat on and stars sitting up on a blue sheet talking about God told me? No, you're a wizard. You're a witch, okay? And the Bible talks about all that, talks about all of that. But people want a quick fix is what it is.
You know what?
Because times are really, really hard, you know?
Yes, I agree with you. I think it's a combination of, yeah, I need to get some money right now. Because I was telling you guys a story several weeks ago about I had one of my agents when I was I was a partner at a major firm, investment firm, and she was struggling. She had lost her house, lost her car, and she was staying with her, you know, her daughter, right? And she wanted to get out of there, and I had given her a client, and it put close to $5,000 in her pocket. That weekend, she went to a church, some evangelical church, and says, you know, if you will believe in God and take what you have, it'll come back to you 100-fold. When she came back to work Monday and told me that she had given the entire $5,000 to that charlatan, I was done.
You know, William, I felt in my younger years, I had fallen prey to that, and because I wasn't knowledgeable of what they were doing. It was a new arena, and I was like so busy wanting to hear something from God and wanted to hear how am I doing and stuff like that. And then this charlatan had a prayer line of $100. That's before I know you don't have to pray. have to pay, pay for prayer. Okay. And so because I didn't have it, I felt so bad.
Wow.
But here's the deal. You have some people who are very challenged and to the point where they are addicted to that type of atmosphere. Addiction, that's why I said secret sins and hidden addictions. There are all types of addictions. We just want to say drugs, alcohol, right? But they have addictions with the remote control. They have addictions with following after these false prophets.
Facebook.
Always trying to hear a word. They're what I call them prophecy chasers, thinking that he's going to say something new.
Wow. Wow.
And the whole thing that he's saying, he's getting your money and you have an addiction to get more money to give to this individual. On Martin, on Good Times, the mother that Martin plays, she was borrowing money from Gina. She was borrowing money from everybody to give to this pastor. And she was doing cartwheels down the aisle of the church. And when he supposedly a chuckster and talking about, I'm healing you, and she doing all the signs and stuff like, no, she wasn't healed. She came back the next night with the same signs with $20 more, okay?
Right.
And so my thing is, this is what, and it sounds comical, but it's very sad. A lot of people are in this arena. And the Lord tells us, you know, and I have to go biblically because that's what I'm about, because it's in the church heavy. Okay. They bank on people's sadness, depression, fears and worries and woes of life. And so they always got a good word, a prophet that always telling you, you're going to get a bank account. You're going to get a new car. You're going to get married. You're going to have an easy life. Well, from what I'm reading and understanding, the prophetic that what we get is prophetic of correction. Okay. That's what I'm looking at. It's not all hunky dory because the Lord gonna tell you about yourself. Okay. About what he doesn't like and what he does like. But you have these prisoners and it's a going thing. Get out of prison, from prison to the pulpit. Okay. I taught a lesson like that. And guess what? They learn the way it goes, the system. They know how to manipulate people, and they know the ones to make a scene with who are most vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They know when you're, that's why I tell these women, y'all better get a grip. I said, because everything grinning at you, talking about, oh, I want you, baby. You know, this. Go sit down somewhere. Sit down. Okay. Because you're lying. Okay.
Right.
Most of them looking for a home. And looking for somebody to take care of them and driving their mama's car. Okay, I said it.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me just share this with you.
It is.
Okay. Okay.
You started this.
I did. I love starting things. That's what I do. Okay. That's my job. Okay. Yeah. I'm an instigator. I'm a starter.
Yes.
Yep.
Definitely.
I lit a fire in the forest one time, but I put it out. Oh. Don't worry about it. Okay. So think about this. Let's go back to this young lady, Mike, that I was talking about. She's got $5,000 in her hands right now. The preacher says, whatever you donate tonight, it'll come back 100-fold. Okay, now, let's say I'm believing this clown. I'm all into it, and, oh, yeah, you got me all caught up. So I said, okay, I'm doing the math here. If I give up 500, I still got 45 in my pocket. Then, if it works out the way this charlatan says, I got another $50,000. Now, when I get that, then I'm going to come back and see you next week. So, my point is, oh, my God, how do these people get brainwashed? People get scammed. The reason why scammers are in business is because people get scammed. And Mike, there are so many ways, because being an investigator, I'm sure this crossed your desk some shape, form, or whatever it is, whether it was a one-on-one face-to-face scam, whether it was a phone scam, whether it was an internet scam. Tell us, did something like that, am I guessing right, did any of that stuff ever come across your desk?
Oh, yeah. Here's my input on it. I believe people are gullible. But my question to Dr. Sims is, why are people so gullible? Is it something in our prehistoric brain that allows us to believe in things that don't make logical sense. What, why is it to be like take Jim Jones? Wasn't he?
Oh, Jim Jones.
All those people. To, oh, yeah, Jim, my Jim Jones.
You know, Jim Jones, right?
I tell you a joke about Jim Jones, but the punchline's too long.
Is it Tim or Jim?
It's Jim Jones. It's Jim Jones.
No, no, Mike. No, no, Mike is starting something. He knew. He knows. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Mike. I mean, well, Dr. Sims.
People listen. In actuality, in fact, people want to believe in something. Okay.
Yeah.
And they want to have hope in something. Okay. To make them feel better about their lack, or because he was very charismatic, Jim Jones was very charismatic, very convincing. And see, like I said again, if you are ignorant to the vices and the lingo, the sounds, if you're not analyzing, if you're not questioning, yes, you will fall prey to that. And you, the answer to your question, everybody wants to feel good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to know that where they're walking is, where they're walking to or towards is going to give them the gratification that they seek after. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And generation to generation, and sometimes it's a curse because sometimes we're taught that as coming up as adults, and sometimes another culture is more susceptible than that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Depends on their self-esteem and inner feeling, and people gravitate, those charlatans gravitate towards people with low self-esteem, okay, who come from the poor cities, who are looking for the instant, my
gratification.
All things that glitter is not gold.
Right.
And then two, the bait and switch process as well. These charlatans learned this, and I learned this when I was working with the police force, with the bait and switch to make you think a thing that is not really actual. Mm-hmm. And then for you to walk prey to it. And then for the outcome to make you more bruised in your heart and your mind than ever before, to the point where you won't trust anybody.
Right.
You get ready to say something, Mike.
So I was going to ask, so is this, does this all go back to, again, the prehistoric brain where we get that dopamine release, that feel good,
it does.
Why people continue to gamble, because they win once, but then they lose 100 times. But that dopamine release in your brain triggers you to,
it's a high.
To have
it's
hope.
A high. Yeah.
To hope. And that's why you see that. I think you see that in some religions.
Yes.
You definitely see it with gambling. You see it with alcohol. You see it with drugs.
Yes.
You hit a key word there, Dr. Sims, which is hope. Everybody wants to have hope.
Yeah.
And when they hope that this politician will do what they say they're going to do, and they're going to, we're going to give you the world. Just believe in me and I will set you free. Is it back to the prehistoric brain where you get that little rush of adrenaline because now you belong to something bigger, like with Jim Jones? Yeah. That was a group that they all belonged together. They had a common cause and a common goal. And is that how the brain gets triggered? And where people will continue this behavior that's, even though it's destructive, everything we just talked about can be very destructive. Why is that?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's an addiction, and I'm going to tell you why. When you said something, you said it right, because I was headed that right direction. The dopamine, it's the high, the thrill, the feel good. I want to keep feeling that. I don't want to face my sadness. I don't want to face what my actual habitat is, what is actually going on. Uh-huh. This person standing before me is giving me so much light, giving me so much joy.
He
knows what he's talking about. He's so confident, and I believe in him.
Come on.
Because I have hope.
That's the worst mistake, believing in him or her. I'm the kind of person, don't believe me. I mean, I know what I'm talking about, but check this out. When you go there, it's going to line up what I'm talking about, but go there and look at it first and research it. Okay. Then we can get all excited and happy. Mm-hmm. But people do things backwards, Mike. They get all excited and happy without facts.
Wow.
Okay. And that is a problem. That's a problem. And that's what people bank on. And you were saying go back in time about the dopamine rush. No, it's a timely. All through the eons of times, it has never shifted. It, in fact, it's gotten worse now, should I say, because things are so giving them instant gratification. You got AI, you got microwave, you got this, everything's electric. You got Miss Thang Thang and they're talking to me like she crazy.
Alexa.
You know, and even calling my name, acting stupid. I thought I would unplug you. And I find myself talking to this. But see, then too, I know it's comical, but this is the stuff that we have to deal with.
Oh,
okay.
I tried unplugging my ex, but it didn't work.
Anyway, my thing is this, people have to be careful. That's just like a William, I said, psychologist. Anybody that deals with the mind, you have to be careful who you go to, okay? Mm-hmm. Me, myself, I pray before I go into seeing it because I believe in that.
Oh, my God.
But then, too, I also know that some therapy group arenas in their careers, if they're not careful, and a lot of them don't know that they are doing that until they learn that they're controlling people, then they get the dopamine rush, Mike. Oh, my God. I can use this and get somebody's mind to open up to me like this. My goodness gracious. Then guess what? I can control that weak vessel to believe in everything that I'm doing.
Isn't that
by
something?
Mind manipulation. And people have got to be careful with this. That's why God tells us to guard your mind and guard your heart. He knows exactly what he's talking about. There's this movie. I don't know if you all have seen it. Get Out. This movie where this psychiatrist was talking to this young man. He was sitting in a chair and she said, the earth is going to open up. You're going to feel yourself falling. Her voice was so soothing.
Goodness.
And sound and tone made this man relax and trust her. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's key. And so in his mind, he fathomed what she was actually saying. To the point I was sitting there watching. I was at my children's house, my grandbabies and all of them watching it. I was going in the hole with the man. I said, wait a minute. That's too much power because it was coming through the television to me. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
To imagine what it was doing to my grandchildren. They were spellbound and I had to stop. I said, I cannot watch it. This is too much power for somebody to have over my mind. William, you know this one person that I'm a hush. This one person talking about go hug the trees and be one with the earth and one with the earth and that was like Dr. Demers said, talk to the squirrels, hug the tree, make love. I'm like, you know what? You work in witchcraft, sister girl. I don't have nothing.
Yeah, you know what? I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I'm like, and my spirit offended her. Because you're not gonna open me to my empty your mind. That's the key thing when people study that kind of voodoo hoodoo stuff. That's the first thing they want you to do is empty your mind, free your mind of everything. Why? Because now I'm left. Because I want to come in and control with everything that you're doing. That's why people have different personalities. That's why some of them don't know what they did the night before. They don't stab somebody, didn't realize they were walking under being controlled by a spirit that had entered into them.
Right.
So you gotta be careful, Michelle.
I kind of lost it. You come with these phrases that just kills me. Well, you talk about that voodoo hoodoo.
I'm sorry, I'm comical.
I've never heard that voodoo hoodoo stuff.
He had to have a sense of humor with me. The thing is this, I need to come down to where people are at with my dialect. They understand a lot of this.
Help her,
this,
Jesus.
This lingo. Yeah, he's going to help me. But my thing is this, I have to meet people where they're at because they need to know that search what is going on. Search the avenues that they're traveling to. Search who's speaking in their ear. Dissect it. Don't trust just because they said it. Uh-huh. Just because they said it doesn't mean it's true.
That's right.
And so we got to be careful. We were talking about music. Music is the base, too, of people opening up their minds.
That's it.
It's a mood changer. It can either make you happy or sad, make you aggressive or digress from being aggressive. It can make you remember things in the past. Okay. And that's what people bank on too. And William, I'm gonna say this one last thing. Be careful who you share your secrets to.
Oh Lord.
Say that because people use that against you.
That's
they do.
Right.
They
that's
use
right.
that as a manipulator. And that's what, let me tell you, that spirit, a narcissistic person, mm-hmm. don't share nothing with them, because I'm going to tell you why. Because of the various attributes that are displayed from a narcissist, they know how to control. They know how to tear you down. They know mm-hmm. how to falsely build you up. Then they know how to use that against you. They know how to make you feel bad about yourself. Then in other incidents, they'll feed you some malarkey and make you feel good about that.
That's okay, exactly so right.
You got to be careful, folks. I said enough.
No. I want to come back to you. And Mike, let me just say something.
I got to swap computers. My battery's dying on this one. So
okay.
I'm going to be right back with you in about 20 seconds.
This one still be on, or you're logging off?
No, this one, it's the battery's dying. So this one's going to be out.
Okay. All right. We've been looking for you. So in the meantime, Dr. Sims, thank you so much for that. You're right on point. And I just want to share something with you. I have a really, really good friend out there in Maui, Hawaii. She's in Maui. Oh, there's Mike right there. Okay. Mike?
Yeah, he said it was going to 20 seconds.
Okay. Hey, Mike?
He's coming back.
Yeah, he'll be back. All right.
Yeah.
He'll put his background up, I'm sure. But anyway, it's Jackie out in Maui, and she's listening right now. And the great thing about this is that she's a mental health professional herself. Mm-hmm. And she was saying, so true, on point, false hope, true again. And I'm so glad that I switched topics tonight, because what I think, and I can incorporate both. There you are, Mike. Hey, Mike. Okay. Mike is with us, back with us. And so, like I said, Jackie, she's a mental health professional herself. And we talk about the various things. We talk about the program. She's a fan of the program. She's listening. Mm-hmm. Just a beautiful, beautiful person. We have so many beautiful listeners that tune mm-hmm. in on several of our programs, including yours.
Mm-hmm.
And she's definitely on point with you. And I'm so glad that I switched, Mike, to this particular topic here. Number one, I was telling Dr. Sims, and you heard it also, I had a whole bunch of things up about the cryptocurrency and stuff like that, and a whole bunch of other stuff, these politicians and preachers. And so was it you, Dr. Sims, that asked, why were these programs, or was it Mike, why they were so depressing? Well,
I asked you, why were they so depressing? Yeah. Yes.
Well, the perception of the church today. And you talk about how many of these false prophets defame the ministry, and you wonder why the churches are half empty.
Mm.
You wonder why people are walking away. They don't believe anymore. And I'll guarantee you, you have more atheists now today than you did back in our day. I'll guarantee it. Because when they get there and you see the same hooping and hollering and passing the collection plate, you know, you said, well, women hold it. My status hasn't changed since I've been doing this. I'm not getting anything, no information to help me improve my life. I think as a preacher, you should also be a teacher and also be able to provide, said, okay, well, God says this. Now, let's talk about some ways where you can do that. Let's talk about education. Let's talk about opportunities. Okay, now the church has set up a program where you can come here and get information on bring about whatever it is. I think you'd be much more of a functional church than getting up, the choir get up there, and everybody jumping up and singing. I love jink. I love shouting now. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
I can't see you shout. Lord, I want to be in the cloud of wall and watch you shout. Laugh my socks off.
No, you ain't going to laugh. You gonna get up and shout with me.
You gonna be cool with it. Okay. He gonna be cool with it.
Oh, that's right. You gotta have a little swag. I don't care if it is in church.
Can I ask you a question that you just posed there about atheists and what's going on? We live in a society where things are emotional and you have to do calisthenics in church. In order, I guess, for you to hear.
I'm gonna stop you for a second. I need to do a sound check, And then I want to go to Mike, and I'll be back shortly, okay? Continue, please.
Is my voice coming through before you wander off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speak again, Mike.
Okay, I'm just wondering if my voice is coming through or not, because my picture's really choppy.
Okay, the voice is coming through. Okay.
Okay, very good.
Let's hope, as long as you got everything plugged in, I'm sure you do, you should be okay. We'll find out. But no, you're fine. Okay, Dr. Sims?
All right. Well, emotionalism is a big factor in a lot of our churches. They feel like if they can't get you, it's a dead service if you're not shouting, not jumping over pews, not giving high fives, turning around, sit next to your neighbor, go to the next aisle, touch five people. This is going to happen. And it's a traditional type of worship. And I find that one church it works, so the other gravitates to it. One person does it, several more do it. So what's working for them, they're getting money from it. And I have to say this, and it's not all churches, please trust me. But for the most part, there's a whole heck of a lot of them that are doing this, and they just keep going backwards and forwards. And it's like, to me, it's not, people are not as authentic in their worship as it used to be when I was coming up as a young girl. It has got to be more like a club in some of our houses of prayer. It has gotten to be a social atmosphere in many of our churches that we're supposed to get refueled emotionally, our Christian emotions put on the right path. But the way things are going now, a lot of these big churches are run like industries, businesses, and things like that. And this is something that is a no-no with God. And God's church is an organism, not an organization. I do believe that places are supposed to be run decently in order, as the Lord stresses, but not to the point where you got to have them dance around the church for a couple hours. And I kind of picked up on something. And I perfectly am not jumping all around, but I kind of picked up on something. I've been watching and being very observant and not trying to be hard or judgmental, but I was just basically watching. And Mike, we're talking about the mental psyche. We're talking about what makes the endorphins, you know, just burst and people doing things. So they're doing the calisthenics in church. I love music, y'all. I do. Okay. But I don't always have to dance. I don't always have to, you know, do dance. If you want joy, dance. I'm like, well, wait, that's not what my Lord tells me. My dancing doesn't prove my belief. I hope I'm making sense here. My dancing is not predicated on whether God heals my body or blesses me. Now, I know God would do things that would be kind of out of pocket with a lot of people, but the Lord is doing it. Now, getting back to what he talked about, It's mind manipulation that's going on in a lot of these places. Mind manipulation. Let me read what manipulation is. Philosophical manipulation is a type of social influence that aims to change the behavior or perception of others through abusive deception or underhanded tactics. The underhanded tactics, mind manipulation. Making people believe a thing that is not authentic. They gravitated and got it from somebody else. I know the Lord said for us to worship and praise him, but with the jumping the hoops, I question. And the reason why I question them, getting back to me being observant, I happen to be just observant in this one particular church. And I says, okay, I notice a pattern. The pattern is they sing for about an hour and a half. Then they shout for about an hour to 2 hours. Then he brings the message. Then they shout again for about another. They haven't lifted up offering yet. Then they shout for another hour. Then they get the hype back into them. And then guess what? Now they're able to say, we got to lift offering. And this is this. If you are doing it the way the Lord has us, we're supposed to be doing it, we don't need the games, the tricks and the gimmicks is what I'm trying to say, to make people do what is required of them that God requires. But now they have to pump and prime and things like that. People are becoming more and more aware of what is going on in these arenas. And they know that I'm being pumped and primed, so I won't realize that I have to pay that light bill. I have to pay that gas bill. Okay? I need to pay my mortgage. But the way they put it during that time is like, you give before you know it. Like the junkie sitting at the Las Vegas, slot machine, sitting there giving all their money and know they got responsibilities. I'm not telling you not to give, folks. I'm not telling you not to praise him, but I'm telling you to watch out for what is happening in this season, because nowadays everybody doing the same thing. And I'm like, is this according to what he has told us to do, or is it something that you have to do in order to get what you desire? Does that make sense, Mike?
Oh, no, yeah, I'm following you completely. It's amazing to me that we think of ourselves as so progressive and so evolved. Wow. We've evolved so much, and yet so much of our prehistoric brain still drives us and controls us. And we all have this feeling that we want to belong to a group, but we also want, when we look at what groups we belong to and why we think the way we think, it's because we want to be align ourselves with who we perceive, and I put a lot of stress on the word perceive, who we perceive is to be winners. And I think that's why in our politics, the logic kind of goes out, and again, I'm apolitical. I don't belong to either party. I vote on where my heart tells me and my head tells me where to go. But I think people get caught up in, I have to align myself with this politician because I think this politician is going to win. Who wants to say, well, I voted for the loser? Right? True. So I think we align ourselves with churches where we want to be part of the overall feeling of what's going on because we want to be with that winning church.
Right.
Not the losing church down the street. We want to be with the winning politic, not the losing politician. We want to, go to there's a casino up here called San Manuel here in San Bernardino. The line to get in that place is unbelievable. You can't even, at certain times of the day, travel down one of the main streets, which is called Highland, to get into this place. And the freeway's backed up. William, you know, and I know. Possibly Dr. Sims. It backs up on the 210 freeway. All the way past Waterman, which is miles away, going and then coming in on the other side. The freeways are backed up. You can't get off the freeway. You can't get onto Highland. You can't turn into this casino. Why is it that our prehistoric brains don't go, there's something wrong here. These are the red flags. When you're in that church and they're saying the only way you can get into heaven is if you buy your way in or buy your way out of going into hell. Why don't our logical brains take over and look at our politicians and everything that I've just spoken about and look at it with logic and forethought rather than just, well, I believe. I don't get it. And I'm with you, Dr. Sims. I don't need to dance around to have a relationship with God.
That's right. That's right.
I don't need to dance around. I don't have to yell and scream. I know what's in my heart. I know what's in my head. I know what's in my soul. And I don't need the extracurricular activities to go with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I agree with you, Mike, and also Dr. Sims. I was listening as well. And, Mike, you bring up I'm going to play a song, then we're going to go back to Dr. Sims because we need to break down the psychology here. And simply put, look at the technological advances man has had. And I don't need to go back to before we were born. Look at the advances since the three of us have been born. There was no internet. You didn't have smartphones. You didn't have electric cars. All of our families had cars. And I remember my grandfather had a 1957 Buick. Okay, that was cool. Plenty of soup. Matter of fact, he could take the whole family down to the beach, right? I mean, and it worked. It did fine. Okay, but look from there to here. you've got some of the most fabulous inventions ever. And man has evolved that way. You have spaceships out there. You have satellite out. And that's how we were able with satellites. What a brilliant thing there. Because now it sends signals back here now and everything's connected and we have a Bluetooth. You can have, their maps. You can talk into your car and it'll give you directions on how to go. It's just so many advances. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that to say this. Yet we have not figured out a way to get along as society. We have not found out a way to eliminate hatred. We have not found out a way to eliminate bigotry. And so we're smart on some ends and doggone stupid on the other one. And that's the confusing part about that. And Mike, I think it goes back to a point. We are believing in someone that, oh yeah, he sounds good. Oh, she sounds good. Let me go and throw my money in here. Let me buy this prayer cloth. Okay. Or maybe I want to go to heaven and I'm going to buy this ticket to heaven. People were selling $500 tickets to, if you want to go to heaven. Or if you want to go to heaven, you get into this line here. Okay. We've got this $10,000 line. We've got this $1,000 line. We've got this $500 line. We got a line for everybody else. Okay. And people are buying into this. And Mike, you're so right on.